Time now for the tafsir of Surah Al-Rahman. Yesterday we picked up the discussion on Surah Al-Rahman from verse 33, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, Ya ma'ashara al-jinn wal-ins, O group of jinn and men, in istata'tum, if you are able to, an tanfudu min akhtari samawati wal-ardi fanfudu, to run away, to flee from the corners of the heavens and the earth, then run away. لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان. You will not be able to flee without any mandate, meaning except if Allah wills and gives you the permission. Here Allah is telling us how weak we are, that if we have to combine all of our resources as men and jinn, we can't run away. We can't escape the earth. We can't escape the power and the punishment and the control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I also explained yesterday, this does not negate space travel, because everything that we've discovered, the moon and Mars and where we've gone, is all still beneath the first heaven. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ. Now, which of the bounties of your sustainer are you two going to deny? Allah is explaining these things so openly and clearly, the advantages and disadvantages. Then we discussed verses 35 onwards, where now Allah starts to talk about the punishment. And we said this is also a bounty, because Allah is warning you so you can protect yourself. And when Allah punishes the criminals, it's an acknowledgement of the obedient servants. يُرْسَلُ عَلَيْكُمَا شُوَادٌ مِّن نَّارٍ وَنُحَاسٌ فَلَا تَنْتَصِرَانِ. Clear flames of fire and smoke will be let loose on you, then you will not be able to take revenge. I explained شُوَاد is a flame without smoke, and نُحَاس is smoke with no flame. And Allah uses this to punish. The sparks can go as high up like palaces, resembling pitch black camels. إِنَّهَا تَرْمِي بِشَرَرٍ كَالْقَصْرِ كَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَةٌ صُفْرٌ. As Allah mentions in Surah Mursalat. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then Allah talks about Qiyamah. فَإِذَا انشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. When the sky is split asunder and becomes red, like tanned leather. This will happen at the time of Qiyamah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So, that's where we left it, verse 38. Now we pick up from verse 39. Allah says, فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسُ وَلَا جَانِ. Then on that day, neither will any human nor any jinn be asked about his sin. Meaning you won't be asked in the form of an inquiry. Allah doesn't need to inquire. Allah knows everything. All of the books are there already present. Doesn't leave out one deed, one thought. Everything is recorded. So Allah won't have to inquire from you. If Allah asks you, it will be in the form of rebuke. Like when the teacher knows you didn't do your homework, says, did you do your homework? Knowing full well you're going to say no. It's a form of rebuke. Or it could mean that when you're resurrected from your grave, at that juncture you won't be asked. But later on you'll definitely be questioned, as Allah mentions in the 14th juz, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. That by your sustainer we are certainly going to question all of them. Not as a form of inquiry, but as a form of rebuke and interrogation. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ. The sinners will be recognized by their faces. They will then be seized by their forelocks and their feet. The faces of the sinners, Allah protectors, will be black, and their eyes will be blue. The believers, their faces will be radiant with nur, and the limbs that they washed in wudu will be giving off light, and the sajda part of the forehead will be giving off light. Seizing them by the forelocks and their feet, it would mean that that is how they're going to be pulled by their forelocks and their feet and dragged into hell. Or it could mean that all their bones and ribs will be broken, and the forehead will be joined to the feet, and they will be fettered, tied in chains, and cast into hell. May Allah protect us. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي يُكَذِّبُ بِهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. This is the hell which the sinners used to reject. In the world they used to say, what is all this about hell, man? This is all fairy tales. Allah is saying, well now, what fairy tale is this? It's a reality. It's staring you in the face. يَطُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آنَ. They will wander between Jahannam and boiling water. Here the ulama gives some detail. They say that at times will be punished in Jahannam, and then at times will be taken to drink boiling water, which will be a separate punishment. Whether that boiling water spot is within Jahannam. So sometimes you are punished with the fire, at times you are punished with boiling water. And a number of verses of the Quran talk about this boiling water. May Allah protect us. ثُمَّ إِنَّ مَرْجِعَهُمْ لَإِلَى الْجَحِيمِ. Then they will definitely return towards boiling water. That's one verse. Another verse Allah says, يُصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمِ يُسْهَرُ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ وَالْجُلُودِ. Boiling water will be poured over their heads, and their bellies will kind of melt, and their skins will melt as well. وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ. When they will cry out for help, they will be helped with water that is like the residue of burnt oil that will scorch their faces. And Allah says, بِئْسَ الشَّرَابِ, it's a terrible drink. كَمَنْ هُوَ خَالِدٌ فِي النَّارِ وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. Can those people ever be like those who will abide forever in the fire and be given boiling water, and when they drink it, it will turn their insides, their innards to shreds. May Allah protect us. So when they thirst in Jahannam, they'll ask for water, but this is the type of water they will be given. So in Jahannam, you'll be punished with fire, and you'll be punished with boiling water as well. And again, I reiterate the point. Allah is reminding us of this as a favor from His side, so that we can protect ourselves. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. That now, alhamdulillah, brings us to the end of the second ruku of Surah Ar-Rahman. From Monday, inshallah, we go into the third and final ruku, and that's where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the bounties of Jannah.